don't know. Okay, so most of you who are not on the continent or outside, or like outside the continent, so church in yesterday, and it was very bloody. The images that came out were very, very bad, bloody. And for me, I watched the images, it made me realize that seriously, I love my country. I love my country. I'm very, very sad, but it made me realize I have some freedom and some things that I have that I'm able to like safeguard and all that. So I'm very, very happy. Because seriously, I was like, okay, so one thing that came to my head was, why the church, don't they have a security or anything, or don't they have like security measures in place or something? Because it's so upset. It's so upset. So Delali, how did you like what's your take on it? Because
When I saw initially, I saw someone tweeted it on Twitter. But then the tweet was without images. Then later, I saw the images on some on another person's timeline, and I was like, I was shocked. I was like, listen, you look at Nigeria, and you look at the level of talent they have. Nigerians, I think, naturally are very talented. Nigerians are they are extraordinarily they are super talented. And then you look at the level of talent, and you look at the resources they have, and then you look at the leaders they have, and you realize that. And you know, but it's unfortunate, and realize that it just doesn't add up, because
It doesn't.
these are things that have been happening. They've been happening for quite some time now. It's not a first time. I don't know if it's the same day or a day before, an estate was people were kidnapped. As at yesterday, they still haven't found a number of people who were kidnapped. So, you look at all these things that are happening, and then you start thinking, like, yo, what's really happening? And it's and for me, I have thought of this, and I feel like that, what people have speculated that it looks as if some government officials are behind it. And it could be true. It could be very,
Yes, it
because
could be true.
these things can be happening and no measures are being put in place. It's like nothing is being done about it. It's really sad. And for me, listen, I have a few friends in Nigeria, and whenever I'm praying, I pray for them. Because listen,
Oh, yeah.
I even tweeted that, listen, Nigeria looks like a jungle now. It's like a jungle. It's like survival of the fittest. And see, even the fittest are the most fittest are being killed. It's
Oh,
just by
yeah.
the grace of God and maybe your lucky stars. Because listen, irrespective of who you are, where you are, it can just happen to you just like that. And listen, I sympathize with them, honestly. I feel their pain. I feel, it's funny. Even last year, we can actually feel the pain they are going through now. You can
Oh,
actually feel the
yeah, true.
It's crazy. Listen, oh, it's sad. It's really sad.
Because it's very sad, and for me, one thing I don't understand is, okay, so if as a country you have some things going on that are not good, why don't you guys just get a foothold on it, maybe stamp it out, but let it continue to grow and aggravate and all that, and now you can see the lives that are being lost. Because there are people that let me guys, so when one person was, oh, even this one is just small. We don't know people who have been abducted, kidnapped, or even shot in Nigeria, because whatever, because they will just give you an information. But every time you go and you see people saying they don't see their kid, they know, like one of their family members is is missing. For me, I just think that the government, everything, the government is just, it's just, oh, sorry. Because I don't want to say hollow, but I'll just say this, the government is not functioning for them.
It's not, of course, their government is not functioning. It's an inexistent government.
Oh, look at them. Look.
Listen, these people, they rarely hear from their president. This man speaks about nothing. Hmm. He condemns. See, when you know, I've still not heard him say anything concerning.
He won't because I think he won't because I think most of one person says because he is let me say an ordinary. Many of the things, because they had a problem with like this Fulani people, let me see, grazing on people and destroying it. He didn't do anything about it. One of my friend Bola that I called yesterday, he's like, nah, this man is just you. For him, he thinks it's a cabal who are just ruling, and if you are not in the other thing, they will just because they are just ruling, and I think. They're full so down under when they are maybe displeased and they want to do like yeah maybe like something small then they will just act. So it's like the government knows them but it's very very hard for them because how can you seriously just listen to this though, how can an ex Boko Haram then you will say you just or what's the name for it. You have whatever, like, oh,
yeah. They reinstated them into the society.
Yes, you have reinstated the society. And that same person will go and steal, carry guns, and you guys still be giving them posts. Seriously, this can't happen in any African country. No. Even. If it's your family member here, that is being cried. You won't even go close. You won't even. I ask myself, why? Why? Because you guys, you have everything, but still, your government, the population is. I don't want to say illiterate. Sorry.
You know, so.
Because I'm so pissed. Then. I'm very, very pissed.
You know, so you know, Nigeria actually has one, you know, has some of the nicest tourist sites.
Oh yeah.
But then people are unable to visit these places because of this same issue, because people fear that they may either be kidnapped or killed whilst visiting those places, which has left all those sites dormant. Almost dormant and unattended to, and you know, yeah. You think about and it's sad.
It's very for me. I urge them, any Nigerian listening, seriously, vote very well next year. Vote very vote like how as Ghanaian people. If you are not good, we want you. We won't say oh because you are this. That we want you out, then stop voting for old men.
You know,
because seriously, even if this one, the PDP guy, the Atiku, if he comes, he will just be doing the same thing.
The same thing.
Even if whatever this man crumbles, Tinubu comes, he'll just be doing the same thing. You guys should just take matters into your own hands. You can change your country. No one can change it for you. But for us, even if you are not getting basic things for here, you could just see us. We'll be agitating and all that. So you shouldn't let your government take you for just like a toilet roll or just a rubber. No. You guys should just stand firm in whatever you believe in. Even if they bring you guys money. Chop their money, but don't vote for them.
Exactly.
But I know they won't. They will chop the money and don't vote for them. Oh, Because the situation is so depressing. The situation is so depressing. Because yesterday, what friend said, he has never visited his hometown. Could you believe it? He has never visited his hometown. No, he only knows because he has his mom. His mom is dead, so his mom's relative, Louisa, and so he knows that one of the extended family are there. But in Lagos, and only an uncle. He has never. He just knows the town by the name, but he has never visited them. Like, wow, like, hey, nah, because there are some things. It's not like me just taking a car and I'm going to my hometown. And I know, okay, in the next 6 hours I'll be there or something. But for him, he always, because the last time he was 2010. After that, he has not been there again.
That's crazy.
He has not been there again. That's very crazy. That's very, very crazy. That's very crazy.
You know, that actually reminds me. I remember seeing a tweet about a lady talking about, a lady said her own mother. Her own mother has warned her not to come to their hometown. And the funny thing is, the mother is in their hometown. But then she doesn't want her to come because of how the situation there looks like. The election is next year. I'm just praying the year runs fast, so at least they can actually vote for, not just vote for competent people. People
because there are two people ballots. You don't have anyone that you say, okay, you are voting, like, just let me see, like, maybe like in Europe, that you'd be like, okay, I vote for this main party's own. I'll just vote for the other person. It's just like Macron one was, he gave a better alternative. That's 4 years back. So the youth of the country or whatever, they didn't vote for the two main parties. They voted for a different, for his party. And he wasn't able to do everything, but he was able to do Nigeria. Yeah. Oh, the lad. let me say, Ghana is okay.
Ah, I say the last 8 years in Nigeria has been hell.
It has been hell. Cause seriously, I don't know. For me, I have always said, if I'm to live in that country, I'll just maybe one day I'll just pack my bag. I'm just going goodbye. Because sometimes heaps of people saying, "Oh, bye bye Nigeria," and these are things that when you hear, you get to understand them. Get to understand why they are living that hell. Because,
you know,
that place is hell. That place is hell.
Nigeria isn't on my list of countries I want to visit. That's at this very moment.
It's not on anyone's list.
I have to get a gun,
you see, it's just like a tweet that yesterday I was just on Twitter and I just saw, because a Nigerian tweeted that Ghana is the UK and Nigeria is the US because they don't know what to do now, because the same problem that is facing, they also have the same thing, the gang bandits and all that. But for them, the difference is their money. They don't have money. They have money and all that, but the difference is their corrupt leaders. And I was just reading, I was just laughing. I was like, oh, really? Really? Oh, seriously. God should just, they should all rest in peace. All rest in peace, because the graphic images were so, because I don't know if they were a lot and they just stormed into, was just so, oh God. It's so disheartening. So disheartening. It's very, very sad. Very, very sad. And you can see the celebrities, most of them were just, let me say, trying to console their country. And one piece about Faust that made my day today was when he said, this day, like, he was just saying, like, the same Nigeria, after seeing all this, will still go and vote for, like, the leaders who are still, like, the leaders who are still coming, who have not solved the problems. And,
you know,
it spoke to me, and it spoke to me, let me know how the country is. Because it's so, because I'm even short of words. I'm just short,
you know,
of words.
See, so today I'm just trying to, you know, comport myself, because, you know, when I start talking about these things, I get so irritated, because, you know, sometimes you think about it and it just doesn't make sense in any way. Can you even imagine that, you know, when in less than 24 hours that a thing happened, do you know there was a banquet held at the presidency or wherever? Yeah. See, they have no regard. They don't respect them in any way. Because, like, can you imagine? Can you just imagine?
Yeah. Because they know that they will get a certain percentage of the country just going along with them. With them. Foolishry and all that, so they don't care about you suffering. Because if they know they have, like, maybe they are supporting all that, seriously, if you don't vote, it doesn't concern them. And that's thing I think has to change. Because I just saw the images. Because seriously, for me, when I saw the images, I thought maybe one of their governors and all that, who is maybe holding that banquet, and when I read the comments, like, in a surreal, I was like, hey, seriously, this people, because this is why you can't, because seriously, it can't happen in any African country,
you know,
that a situation will happen, then after the president banquet at the state of, it can't. It's so, for me, because today I'm at work, a lot of people were complaining that, oh, seriously, how can that man just storm into the church like that? Why doesn't the state, a woman at our work was like, why? Are they living in villages or what? That they don't know when someone is entering somewhere, or their police are just asleep, or is it that the country everywhere is like everyone is so busy, or like everyone is not in the mood, so they just let everything go smoothly, or because. It's very, very painful.
So I feel what's really happening in Nigeria now is, for the citizens, their first, their instincts, or the first thoughts that comes into mind is how to survive.
Yeah.
So even before any other thing, you are thinking of yourself. You know, you're thinking of a way to survive first. You get it? Because after what happened, after what happened during the MSARS, now people are very cautious. People don't want to do anything that will cause them their life. You get it? And I think that's why people, you know, when these things happen, what they do is, yes, they talk about it, they mourn, and then they move on. But what else can you really do? Nothing. There's nothing you can do about it. Even the police, you can't even trust the police. You get it? You can't. The police can't even trust. The same police personnel are even killing them more. So how then do you expect them to, you know, to trust them? You get it? I just hope things get better soon for them, because
things won't get better with what we are seeing. Things won't get better because for me, I don't want to have that false hope of that. Things won't get better because you see, there are some things that you can just see that no, it will happen.
But
you have a country where people every day they are killing people, then the government just watches. They're killing people, the government just watches. Yeah, so if even this one like this, if maybe they don't do anything serious or like countermeasures or anything, it will even calm down south. Because now it's coming down. It's no longer in the northern part. It's coming. So it's coming down. And you could see that for the police more protected, like in their federal capital or something. So they think for them they are protected. So it's left with the civilians. It's left with the civilians. Because for here in Ghana, we know the president's house. The president's house is not gated and all that. So we can voice our concern. We can do everything. And even look at how our presidential palace is. It's close by the road. You can do anything. But for them, I was just watching a YouTube video on Saturday, and it was a guy who was just taking a stroll and having a driving around like that. So you could see, it would be very, very, very hard for even like a protester to even end, like, let me say, just the normal checkpoint. No. It's because he went from check, then to another check, then to another check, and I'm like, whoa. Yeah, even going to the parliament house, when you just branch the race runner, just see you there. I think let's end the show, because I'm sort of, I don't want to say anything again. So to our Nigerian listeners anywhere, please, the power is in your hand. Just change your country. You can change your country. No one will change it for you. Exactly. Do you have anything?
People have been talking about it for some time now. I've seen some of the celebrities tweet about it. Get your PVC. Yo, listen.
Get it.
Don't allow yourself to be bought. Because listen, they will buy you with just peanuts. You selling your vote is like you giving yourself them freely to be enslaved.
Yeah.
And listen, you know, you have experienced it. You need not to be told. Listen, if you really want to see change, if you really want to see things get better, get your PVCs, and when you're voting, vote wisely, vote sensibly. Vote for a reasonable leader. Leader you know, will turn things around. You know, yo. Until then, listen, I pray for you I pray for you the Lord's mercies and grace and strength, because you need it. I pray the Lord gives you strength to at least endure from now till next year when you vote. And that's just it.
So, guys, be safe out there. So everyone should be safe. See you all. Bye.
Bye.
If you like this episode, follow, subscribe, and support Melon Sugar Podcast. In the description below, you can get a link to support this podcast. Thank you.